Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, 6 o'clock on this Friday, October the 26th. And this hour, we'll examine a controversy in Walworth County involving the best way to educate children with disabilities. For many years, the county has had a separate school for disabled children, the Lakeland School in Elkhorn, which is located in a residential area near the Walworth County Fairgrounds. It's attended by some 250 students with behavioral disorders or cognitive deficiencies or physical handicaps from the county's 15 school districts. Well, the future of the Lakeland School is being challenged in a lawsuit by a disabilities rights group, which says students with disabilities should be taught along with or mainstreamed with non-disabled students. The legal challenge is meant to stop the county from expanding or moving the Lakeland School into a larger facility. We will talk in this half hour with the parent of two students who attend Lakeland School about why she likes the separate facility for students with disabilities in Walworth County. And after 6:30, we will hear from an attorney for Disability Rights Wisconsin who is behind the legal challenge to the school. And we will welcome your thoughts and questions for both of our guests. Is separate equal or better or worse when it comes to the education of students with disabilities? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Let me welcome first Julie Witt, who is the parent of two students attending Lakeland School in Walworth County. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're a newer resident to Walworth County.
Correct. We just moved here last year.
From where?
From Illinois.
Yeah. And prior to moving to Walworth County, your children attended schools with non-disabled children?
Correct. They attended their neighborhood school with non-disabled kids, and they were mainstreamed for most of their day, except their core subjects of reading and math.
Yeah. And your children obviously have some sort of disability?
Yes. My daughter, he has Down syndrome. She is deaf, and she has cerebral palsy. And then my son, he has Down syndrome.
Yeah. So why did you decide once in Walworth County that you would like your children to attend Lakeland School?
Well, we explored all of our options up here and decided pretty much based on the age of the kids going into junior high that it would be the best option for them. You know, and again, you make a decision like this going from one type of educational service to another, and you hope you're making the right decision. You know, after making the decision, what I can tell you is that my children have shown me that this is what works for them right now.
How does it work for them?
It works for them because my daughter, actually for two different reasons. From my daughter's standpoint, she immediately had peers with Down syndrome. She had never gone to school with other kids who had Down syndrome before. At 13 years old, she immediately developed an identity, you know, and I think any parent can understand that at 13 years old, every child wants an identity. That's what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So for her, it was that instantaneous. For my son, from his standpoint, it was because suddenly he was more independent. The feeling of least restrictive for him was not being attached to an aide, not having things modified for him every time he left his self-contained classroom or being pulled out for services. So for him, it was different, but both, you know, equally important for the kids.
Yeah. What's your reaction then to this challenge by Disability Rights Wisconsin? The group is concerned that this separate education is not better than it would be if your children were mainstreamed with the other kids in the public schools.
Well, I can, from my own standpoint, I can tell you that, you know, we did have success in Illinois with mainstreaming. Here, I find success for different reasons, and I think that needs to be looked at. I mean, you're talking about children and individuals. You know, you're talking about future lives that will be led in different ways. You know, is it better? Is it worse? I think that you need to base that on an individual basis. You know, I have friends who have their children fully included, and it's wonderful for them. For my own children, they have shown me that Lakeland is really what is best for them.
Yeah. So is this Lakeland school in decent condition? It's got good teachers. Tell us a little bit about what it's like.
The current facility is not in good condition. You can't get two wheelchairs down a hallway at once. The bathrooms are not handicap accessible. It's really not in good condition at all. There's one elevator, you know, and when you talk about the population you're servicing, it is not a good building for those kids to be in. With the building of the new school, you know, their dream is that these kids will have everything that they deserve in the facility. As far as the teachers go, I will tell you that you have teachers there who think outside the box. You have teachers there who say, this isn't working, let's try that. I don't have to fight. You know, they're there for my kids. I don't have to go through the red tape. You know, they get it. They, as a whole school, it's total support. They depend on each other. Teachers don't complain about the facility, and they have to work in it every day.
We are talking with the parent, the mom of two students who attend a school for disabled students in Walworth County. It's the target of a lawsuit from a disability rights group that says the children with disabilities in the county should be educated with the students without disabilities and not in a separate facility. Julie Witt is telling us why she thinks this separate school is a good choice for her family. And after 6:30, we will hear from the attorney with the group suing Walworth County over this. And we wonder what you think and what questions you have. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, October the 26th. Coming up this afternoon, it's Ben Marins at Issue with Ben Marins between 4 and 6. It's your views on the news after 4, where you can call in with your thoughts about the top news stories of the week. That's after 4 o'clock this afternoon. We are talking with Julie Witt. She's the parent of two students who are attending Lakeland School in Walworth County. It's a school that educates students with disabilities. And it's also the target of a legal challenge from a disability rights group that wants to stop the expansion of this school, the building of a new school for educating disabled students in Walworth County. The group Disability Rights Wisconsin says separate is not the way to go and that these kids should be mainstreamed with other students without disabilities in the other schools in Walworth County. We wonder what you think, what questions you have. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And Julie Witt, let's make it clear, the way I understand this is that you have the choice. You could send your children to the, for lack of a better word, the regular public schools to be educated with the other kids without disabilities, or in Walworth County, you have this choice to go to Lakeland School. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. You know, and it's not necessarily based on a parent choice. You know, a parent is part of a team that makes the decision for placement. The thing is that with Lakeland in existence in Walworth County, you know, I have an availability of opportunities and options, and for my kids, and I think every individual in life, you know, the more opportunities and options that they are presented, the more potential they have, you know, to reaching their own full potential.
Yeah. And then when the attorney for Disability Rights Wisconsin says that he thinks that your kids and kids going to this school are missing out on things like social networking and the ability to get a job and live a full life and become full members of the community, he thinks that that is not as possible going to this separate school. What do you say?
Well, I think, you know, inclusion and the term segregation that you continue to use, you know, they're educational options for my children. you know, if one or the other is chosen, it doesn't dictate how they're going to live the rest of their life or even their social life. You know, it's an educational option. That's pretty much all it is. Is it right or wrong? I go back to the fact that these are individuals, and I think it's got to be looked at based on individuals.
We go to the phones. Joe in Delavan joins us first. Hi, Joe. You're on the air.
Thank you. This is Joe Guido, Walworth County Supervisor from the city of Delavan. And I represent Delavan, and Delavan has one of the greatest population of children with special needs in the county. So I'm speaking for my constituents. I worked for 34 years with the Chicago Board of Education in a behavioral disorder school that was segregated and only had behavioral disorder boys. And I know from experience that these special schools serve a purpose, and the children that do come there enjoy the school and all of the effort that put forth. And I remember back before 1975 where they're just excluded children with the handicaps. And so I go back before the law was passed, and I saw that when I was in elementary school. I believe Walworth County is doing the right thing, and I do support the county and building a new school, because I agree with Julie. The present school that we have is not adequate, not at all. I've been afraid to speak out publicly because I did not want the parents to think that their children were in jeopardy, but the building is a physical disaster. It's been built, and it's been added on three times, and it's not built for children with disabilities like the new school. And I do believe we're doing the right thing, and I think we have the best of both worlds here. And that's okay that they're going to federal court. I think the court will rule in our favor.
Yeah. Well, and Joe, this has been going on in Walworth County, the separate school, for a long, long time, right?
Yes, it started around 1949 when there was a superintendent of counties at that time. Right now, we don't have superintendents of counties. Each superintendent is of a local school district. And we had a great superintendent by the name of Ellsworth who first found that there were children. That was back around 1950, and we are one of the first counties to provide, and we used the VFW rented space at that time, and we've come a long way since that time, and I think we were way ahead of the curve, because it was 25 years later that the federal government had to step in and do something and not just put these children out with no education. No one cared, and they would just say to the parent, well, we can't do any more for your child, just take your child home. I mean, that's an awful, awful thing to think about.
Yeah, but you're pretty confident that the federal court will rule in Walworth County's favor.
Yes, I don't think we can lose the case. We are going ahead, and we are taking a chance. And as politicians and spending taxpayers' money, we're taking a chance with going ahead and building the school, because I'm not completely ignorant and stupid that we could lose this case, but I think we can't lose it. I think the worst that can happen to us, and I have said this, is that if the group for disabilities does win, it may restrict the number of students that we can have in the school, and we're able to live with it. Right now, I think the school will hold 270, and I think that if the court rules, it may restrict us to the number or some kind of restrictions, but I don't think it will close the school, and we would have to close the program and send all the children back to the regular schools to be mainstream.
Yeah. Can you tell me, Joe, if there's any reason for parents or taxpayers in the county to be concerned that this is somehow taking resources away from the regular public schools and hurting the quality of education in those schools to build this new special school?
No, I don't think so. I think if it came to a vote, a referendum in Walworth County, I think the taxpayers of Walworth County understand our school. We have a long history, and there's many, many, many satisfied parents, grandparents, uncles, and aunts in Walworth County. I think we would win overwhelmingly in our direction to build a new school and provide a special school for those children in need, where parents are looking at us from all over the country. People move in from Illinois, They move in all over because of what we have and what we provide that other states do not provide and other school districts do not provide. So I think we have a great support that, of course, I would be very disappointed, but I don't think so. I believe we are doing the right thing, and we have the support of Walworth County.
Well, I'm glad you called in. Thank you very much, Joe. And Julie Witt, does that make you feel good that he's confident Walworth County will win in the courts?
I definitely makes me feel good because, you know, he is a county board of representatives. So, you know, with his support, and that kind of support is all over the county here. I mean, you know, it was a long process to come to the point of building the school, and the community showed its support.
Yeah. Karen in Juneau is with us now. Hi, Karen. You're on the air.
Good morning. My question is, these people that are wanting to shut this down and mainstream all these students, are they people who actually have children in the school, or are they just, do they just have an agenda? I mean, how could a opportunity for a specialized education for any student, disabled or not, be a bad thing?
Well, I guess that would be a better question for our next guest. However, I've read in press accounts that there aren't any parents who are signed on to this lawsuit. Is that your understanding, Julie Witt?
That actually is correct. I mean, this lawsuit was dismissed once already because based on the fact that they had no standing, they're not representing an individual with a disability in this lawsuit. In fact, you know, to me, and don't get me wrong, I believe DRW is a needed agency. I think they've, you know, had a lot of positive outcomes where they have represented people with disabilities. I think that in this case, DRW was created to represent not themselves based on their philosophies, but to represent people with disabilities. And currently in this lawsuit, there isn't anybody. I mean, this is about them. This isn't about, you know, the individuals going to the school, the kids with the disabilities, which, you know, is exactly why this group was created.
Yeah. The guest, though, says that this case against the school is a modern-day Brown versus Board of Education. Separate is not equal, and it certainly is not better. So, taking that's the viewpoint of
again. I don't think that you can look at it this day and age with, you know, the ADA and the IDEA. I don't think that you can look at it as flat as that anymore. You know, there's a lot of things in place now, protecting that kind of thing. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, putting the kids in a closet somewhere. We're talking about an option in education. That's what we're talking about. I mean, it's not, you know, the difference between being able to show yourself in the community or not,
yeah,
or being able to live, you know, live life out in the real world. It's about an option in education.
Well, I suppose pretty soon you've got to start getting everybody ready for school. So thanks very much for joining us early this morning.
Thank you.
Julie Witt, parent of two students attending the Lakeland School in Walworth County. And we will talk with the managing attorney for Disability Rights Wisconsin coming up after this check of the latest news. It's 6:36. You're tuned to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio on a Friday, October the 26th. I'm Joy Cardine, welcoming in this half hour an attorney with the group Disability Rights Wisconsin, who's challenging the future of a school in Walworth County, a separate school in Elkhorn called Lakeland School, where some 250 students with disabilities from the county's 15 school districts are taught separately from the non-disabled students in the county's other schools. We heard from a parent of two students going to Lakeland School in our first half hour this morning about why she made this choice to send her children to this special school for children with disabilities and why she wants the separate education to continue. And now the other side. Jeff Spitzer-Resnick is managing attorney for Disability Rights Wisconsin. He joins us by telephone. Good morning. So what's wrong with this separate school building for students with disabilities in Walworth County?
Well, there's a lot of things wrong with it. First of all, I think it's important for listeners to understand that this school is really an oddity, not only in Wisconsin, but nationally. In Walworth County, this school represents approximately 11% of all the children with disabilities in that county. If you look around the rest of the state, less than 1% of all students with disabilities are educated in a school like Lakeland. So Walworth County segregates its students with disabilities at about 20 times the rate of any other or of the average around the state. Even in the two other segregated schools in the state, and there are only two others, Fairview South in Elmbrook and Sybil Hopp in Green Bay, those are two much, much larger counties, and those schools are much, much smaller. Fairview South only has about 47 students, and Sybil Hopp only about 69 students. So you have to begin to ask the question about why in Walworth County are the students so much different? And the answer is they aren't that different. And what educational research has found out over the last 30 years, as we've worked towards finding better and better education for students with disabilities, is that their long-term outcomes after school are far better when they are included and educated with their neighbors, with their non-disabled neighbors. Not only do they learn from their neighbors, but their neighbors learn from them, and they become part of our society. When they're educated in a segregated manner like they are in Lakeland, when they leave school, they won't know their neighbors, and their neighbors won't know them. And so when they try to get jobs, when they try to live in the community, all they're really, for many of them, and I don't mean to identify any particular student, but as a general matter, they'll be ready to live in segregated lives. And in our society in America, certainly since Brown versus Board of Education, we've made a decision in this society that separate is not equal. And in this case, we would argue that it's not only not equal, it's worse.
Yeah. You said Walworth County segregates its disabled students, but our parent says she made this choice and she thought it was the best for her children. She wanted to do this.
Sure. Now, let me be clear. I would never question not only the guest that you had prior to me, but any other parent's decision to place their child in any particular place. The problem in Walworth County is the reason why many parents make that choice, and the reason I use the term segregation, is because Walworth County has set up an educational system unlike any other county in this state, where the choices are not equal. In most counties, number one, the county doesn't run the special educational system. School districts do. In Walworth County, every special educator who work in the 15 school districts work for the county. They don't work for the school district. They don't report to the principal of their building. Can you imagine being a principal of the high school in Lake Geneva, and when you're not happy with the special education program, you don't get to go to your school board. You don't get to go to the superintendent because they don't run their own special education program. So what has happened is that all the resources that are designed to educate special education students in Walworth County are sucked into Lakeland School. So the choice that your caller alludes to is actually not a fair choice.
Yeah.
The choice is you can have a rich array of services in a segregated environment in Lakeland, or you can educate your child in the local school where his brother and sister who isn't disabled go, but you won't get all the services that are available at Lakeland. That's not a fair choice. And we've represented over the years many, many parents who are very upset about that so-called choice in Walworth County because it's not a fair choice.
Yeah. Some caller wondered what parents are upset by this because she doesn't believe you have any parents signed on to your lawsuit.
Oh, well, those are two different issues. We have worked with dozens of parents over the years, and we continue to work with parents over the years who are very upset about the way education is delivered to special education students in Walworth County. And if when we filed the suit, we got many calls from Walworth County thanking us, including from county board members. The county board vote to build the new Lakeland School was very close. And while it was a majority of county board members, it was by no means unanimous. And so it's a misnomer to think that we are the only ones who oppose this school. We didn't have co-plaintiffs for a very simple reason. This case is not about one student. This case is about a system that is being delivered in Walworth County. And if we had brought the case against one, by one student, we would not have been able to go into federal court. We would have had to go through what's called an administrative hearing. And what Walworth County has done in each and every one of the cases that we have represented individual students is, after forcing the parent to find an attorney and after making them file legal action, they will take it all the way until the first day of hearing, and then they'll say, oh, okay, we'll give you what you want. So parents who've been trying to challenge the system in Walworth County legally have been unable to do so because they're dragged along into the legal system by Walworth County, and then they're given what they want. Yeah.
So the intent of the legal challenge is to stop the building of the new school or to shut down the school altogether? What is it?
Well, that's also a good question and something I'd like to clarify. Lakeland schools existed since the 1950s. And the reason why they're building a new school is because that school building is falling apart. It's decrepit, and no one should have to go to school there, which is interesting, since if Walworth County cares so much about its special students, why would they house them in such a horrible building? But ultimately, they realized they needed a new building, and we said before the lawsuit, look, if you show us that you're trying to make an effort to at least reverse this trend of such a highly segregated environment and build a new building, which we understand you need physically, but build it in such a way that there are fewer students attending the segregated environment rather than more, we will not file a lawsuit, because then you're showing Walworth County that you actually understand that the Americans with Disabilities Act has something called the integration mandate that requires public bodies such as counties to have systems that integrate more students. But no, they did the opposite. Their new school is actually designed to segregate more students and to have more of their students with disabilities attend this school. And that's why we filed the lawsuit. And so what our lawsuit says is, we don't want you to build a bigger school. If you want to go ahead and build a smaller school, go ahead. But that's not what they want to do. And nothing in our lawsuit says that they need to close the current school. That decision has been their own. They understand that the building is a horrible building, and nobody should have to go to school there, and that's why they're building a new building.
We are talking with Jeff Spitzer Resnick, Managing Attorney for Disability Rights Wisconsin, about a lawsuit his group has filed against Walworth County to prevent the expansion of Lakeland School in Elkhorn, a separate school for students with disabilities. Parents in the county's 15 different school districts have the choice to send their children to this school or to a public school with other non-disabled students. And Spitzner Resnick says separate is not equal and is not better. We wonder what you say. 1-800-642-1234. What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, 13 minutes before 7 o'clock. Coming up, Governor Doyle is set to sign the long overdue state budget today, and I'll be welcoming in the executive director of the Republican Party of Wisconsin to get his reaction to the budget process, and more coming up in our next hour. Talking with Jeff Spitzner Resnick, Managing Attorney for Disability Rights Wisconsin, for the rest of this half hour, and our first caller for him is Tammy in Milwaukee. Hi, Tammy.
Hi. Thank you. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to Mr. Spitzner for all of his work in Milwaukee. You've really helped the children and adults, and I appreciate that. I guess my thing, I'm trying to understand, as a special ed advocate, it appears as if you're working in direct opposition for the children with disabilities and really identifying what they need. If a child has an individual education plan, the parents are part of that and can say that they want inclusion. It's, you know, Lakeland School is providing a continuum of services for all children.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the IEP process and the parents' role in there, and I wanted to correct something that Joy said just before the break. Parents actually don't have a choice of where to send their students. Parents have the opportunity to be part of an IEP team, and ultimately the school district makes the decision about where to send the child.
Okay.
When there's a disagreement, the parent has a right to take legal action. And it's those legal actions that we've taken many, many times on behalf of parents against various school districts in Walworth County. So it isn't simply a matter of how the system, the parent choosing, do you want to go to Lakeland or don't you want to go to Lakeland? If it were that simple, maybe we'd be in a different situation. And reflecting back on some comments I made earlier, even in the IEP process, imagine, Tammy, if your child needs occupational therapy and the IEP team agrees, and the IEP team says, well, your child can get occupational therapy at Lakeland, but he or she can't get it at the local school district. So which would you rather have? No occupational therapy in the local school district or occupational therapy at Lakeland? Is that choice fair? And our argument is that no, it's not fair, and that those services need to be delivered at the local level so that those children can attend their local school district.
Did Blanche say that every child needs integration is wrong?
We are not saying that every child needs integration. We are saying that there's no reason why in Walworth County, 11%, 20 times the state average of children with disabilities need to be segregated. If Walworth County's numbers were lower, we've never sued, for example, Elmbrook or Green Bay, where they have much large, fairly large segregated schools, but much, much, much smaller, more like 2% of their kids, higher than state average, but not the really out of the norm situation that's in Walworth County.
Yeah.
So it's not merely a choice of these parents. And if we'd never heard from any parent in Walworth County complaining about the unfair choice, we probably wouldn't bring the lawsuit, but we hear about them from them on a regular basis.
Thank you, Tammy. John in Oshkosh is with us now. Hi, John.
Hi. The question is for Mr. Spencer Resnick. Doesn't Walworth County understand that the research has shown that children who have disabilities thrive when they're around their non-disabled peers, and that, according to what I understand from my undergraduate experience at UW-Oshkosh in special education, that the law is written for least restrictive environment and, for them to have the same experience, the same educational experience as their non-disabled peers. And now you're going to go back to like in Brown versus Board of Education of 54 and have separate but equal. I just don't understand where the county is thinking.
Well, you know, I can't speak for the county, obviously, but I think you bring up three very good points. First of all, you're right. The educational research shows that students with disabilities, not 100% of them, and the previous caller's right, the state needs to have a continuum of services. A very few rare, highly disabled students may need to be in a separate environment, but it should be a rare situation, not a common situation as it is in Walworth County. Number two, you're right. The law actually uses the words least restrictive environment. That's what's supposed to happen for, you know, more than 99% of the children with disabilities. And the last thing that you mentioned in terms of Brown versus Board of Education, and I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, back then in Arkansas, the majority of people, the white folks, thought that it was better for everyone to separate the African-American students from the white students. We've since realized that that's really not the right thing to do by intentional government decision. and it wasn't a choice then, and it's not a choice now by the parents. They may think they have that choice in some cases, but it's not a choice because the program's not set up that way.
Yeah. And the example our parent in our first half hour used, she had a couple of children with Down syndrome that her daughter, for example, developed an identity for the first time and boosted her confidence and whatever else because she was seeing other children with Down syndrome for the first time, apparently, by going to this school. And well, and her son also you know, not restricted by an aid, and she thinks her children are thriving in this school.
And again, I would never question any individual parent's choice, but let me give you some statistics, and I'm glad you brought up Down syndrome. We have, remember, 11% of the students in Walworth County with disabilities are segregated. Down syndrome, which is one form of mental retardation, typically, in most school districts, including in Walworth County, less than 2% of students with disabilities are identified as having mental retardation. So the thing is that's happening in Walworth County, we don't just have students with severe mental retardation or Down syndrome. We've got lots of students who, even by Walworth County's admission, are not severely disabled. If we only had the most severely disabled students there, we'd be having, number one, no lawsuit, and number two, a very different conversation. Mm-hmm. But that's not what's going on there.
Next, we go to Dwayne in East Troy. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, the lawyer there has got his facts wrong. I mean, well, he talks a lot about in how things used to work, but as part of the county's decision to build the new school was the transition of all special education back to the 15 school districts. So it no longer will be a county special education system. So each, and the other thing is he's disingenuous. He tried to close the school. He just does not philosophically accept a segregated situation. And this lawsuit is he lost all the way. Every legal opinion has said it's within the continuum of choices, and this is just wasting taxpayers' dollars. The first court decision said the man had no standing. He can talk all he wants about how bad the system is, but not one parent would join him in this lawsuit, and they threw it out of court. It was frivolous. This is wasting taxpayer dollars.
Yeah,
this man's living depends on lawsuits.
All right, let's get a response.
Sure, thanks. First of all, the caller's right. We were dismissed from federal district court in Milwaukee because we did not have standing. The court said nothing about whether our ADA claims or the continuum that's offered in Walworth County was correct or incorrect. It was a very short decision. And we have, as every party does when they lose in their initial court, have appealed that to the Seventh Circuit. Briefs have been filed, and oral argument will be held on November 9th. So this call and this show is actually very timely. I believe we'll win that case. It's possible we won't. It's also possible that either side who loses may end up in the United States Supreme Court. This is a very important case. Number two, my living does not depend on lawsuits. I actually spend very little time in court, and I travel around the state doing a lot of work on a lot of different disability issues, and I get paid a very low salary. I work for a nonprofit, regardless of whether I file lawsuits or not. Finally, the caller, I'm glad he brought up the county's decision, which was paired with the decision to build the new school, to slowly, over a number of years, transition the cost of its teachers to each, the special education teachers to each local school district. Now, in one sense, we think that's good because the problem I identified earlier, which is still currently the case, by the way, where, you know, the building principal didn't have authority over his special education teachers, it will no longer be a problem, but it sets up a very different dynamic because now that the local school districts will have the cost of the local special education program but won't have the cost of Lakeland, now the choice of the local school district, which, remember, controls the placement process in the IEP team, will be more inclined to send students to Lakeland where they don't have to pay for the extra teachers. because the students who come to their buildings, they will have to pay for all those teachers.
Well, a lot of callers and unfortunately not a lot of time left. What happens, did you say, on November 9th? Where are you?
On November 9th, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals will hold an oral argument, and arguments will be presented by me and the lawyer for the Walworth County. That will be the appeal of the decision that dismissed our case. And by the way, it is not true that we could not find parents. We made a legal decision that this was the case we needed to bring in our own name. We made that decision. We think it's the right legal decision. Judge Randa in Milwaukee thought we were not right, and that happens sometimes. I've lost many cases. I've won many appeals, and that's what we think will happen in this case.
Well, we'll have to revisit it after that. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Sure.
Jeff Spitzer-Resnick, Managing Attorney for Disability Rights Wisconsin. In our first half hour, we heard from Julie Witt, the parent of two students who are attending this separate school for disabled children, Lakeland School in Elkhorn in Walworth County, the subject of the target of the lawsuit. Thanks to Leo Duran for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.